Could this be the sound of theater's future?
Years ago when we started out, we would kind of poke around and look to find out why the theater scene wasn't as diverse as we would like it.
That's Sean LeCount, artistic director of Company One. As theater audiences age in general, his productions consistently attract younger and more diverse audiences. This morning for our series, Arts Forward, Imagining the Future, Ed Siegel, editor and critic-at-large of WBUR's arts and culture page, The Artery, takes us inside Company One.
When Sean LeCount came to Boston to start a theater company 16 years ago, he wasn't met with a lot of encouragement.
We were told there wasn't talent here, that Boston lacked a viable pool of professional actors of color, and that perhaps there wasn't an audience to support that work. We felt that that was unlikely and that we were either going to prove it to be untrue or it was true and we were going to fix it.
Today, when you go to a Company One production, it's striking how different it looks from a typical night at the theater in Boston.
We're really proud that 55% of our audience is under the age of 35 and that we've got more than a third of our audience is made up of people of color.
The audiences aren't huge, about 75 to 100 per night, but the makeup of the audience is exactly what theaters need if they're going to thrive. That, and the quality of the work, has attracted the attention of the bigger players in town. The Huntington, Arts Emerson, and ART are all collaborating with Company One. So what's the secret sauce? For a start, they tackle tough subjects. One play last summer explored a romance between two football players.
What are they going to say when the only one's not there?
They're going to say exactly what we told them. That we're the captains of this team, and captains can't get caught at a strip club.
And no one's going to notice the share of the room.
That's what teammates do. I mean, we've been planning this for weeks. We've been planning this out for weeks.
No, you've been planning it. And I just said we share a hotel room, and you had to turn into a bitch.
So go.
Jesus, my...
No, I have been looking forward to this for weeks. But if that's where you want to be, then go. If here's where you want to be, then stay. But if you're not willing to be where you want to be, there's a bitch in this room, and it's not me.
That play was staged on a mini football field. Another, about racism and pro wrestling, was in an actual wrestling ring. And an old Tennessee Williams play took place in a Boston hotel room with the two characters in various states of undress. Company One doesn't usually do classic playwrights. They've won a slew of awards for plays by writers as diverse and as young as Annie Baker and Christopher Diaz.
Historically, the American theater is patriarchal. It is predominantly the stories of white folks through white lens for white audience. And I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that the history of the American theater is mostly about dead white men.
Next season, there won't be any dead white men on the Company One schedule. There won't be any live white men either. Three of the plays are by women, two by Asian Americans, one by an African American. Theatergoer Joan Landcourt, a Brookline retiree, likes the mix.
And I think Company One is committed to making theater for everybody. And I want to know what other people are thinking. I don't just want to stay with everybody like me. So this is perfect.
But not everyone's a fan. There's a reason why other theaters offer a wider variety, like campy musicals, classics, and comedies. It gets more people into the tent. And there's some carping that Company One can be too agenda-driven. But the critical consensus is that they generally avoid political correctness. Part of Company One's secret sauce might actually be what happens offstage. Actors and audience members often mingle over cocktails before a rehearsal. There's been a karaoke night, a growing-up Gaysian night, and a Bostine night for younger theatergoers like Nada Shabin, an 18-year-old from Jamaica Plain.
I love what they stand for. I think they're very unique and original, and they really inspire me.
But none of this pays the bills, and low ticket prices, always under $40, don't help the bottom line either. Summer L. Williams, co-founder and director, acknowledges the company's onstage success has not been matched by financial success. In fact, they've only recently started paying some staffers.
It might not ever be about any of us pulling down the whatever salary that we think we deserve or what have you. But what it is about is figuring out how to be a cultural destination, how to be an organization that others look to.
Company One artistic director Sean LeCount agrees.
I think we all feel pretty strongly that Boston doesn't necessarily need another theater company. What Boston needs, in our opinion, is a company that's willing to jump off the artistic cliff to show everybody else how far the fall is.
It's clear that jumping off that cliff can be downright exhilarating, a jump from theater's present to its future. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Ed Siegel.